This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, deforestation New Zealand style. Family vacations are wonderful things. I idealize them perhaps. After 4 days in Auckland and Aipara in the far north of the country where we are traveling, I rated not only the trip, but the family in the A-plus range. In organizations, there's something called founder syndrome, which speaks to many issues, some real and some false, but valuably warns of self-delusion. Perhaps there's a father's syndrome much like that. There was even a B-minus, I heard. Outside of the car, though, there is universal agreement about the beauty and wonders of the country. We're not in Lord of Rings space. That's the South Island. We're in the North Island. And in the far north, though it is winter here, they refer to the climate as subtropical. And in fact, it has been near perfect temperatures. I hope I didn't put my dirty mouth on it. Of course, it's crazy expensive, but that's not atypical of island countries and continents. A cup of coffee, even in a gas station, is $4.50 New Zealand, which is about, I don't know, $3 in U.S. That's not terrible. Gas is through the sky. Food is crazy, but as I say, it's what seasoned travelers would expect. As for driving on the left side of the road, what can I say? Thankfully, so far so good. We visited the Auckland Botanical Garden. I'm a huge fan of such gardens. I try to visit them everywhere I travel if I have an extra minute. The one in Rio de Janeiro is my favorite, and Kew Gardens outside of London I might have thought was the best. But Auckland might just be in a different league. It was amazing. I can't help but try to find out more about such a gorgeous and exotic country and environment, and of course, there's always other features not visible cruising along the highway. We picked up some $2 New Zealand books at the Botanical Library, reading one, Historic Trails of the Far North from 1981 by E.V. Sale, has been eye-opening. Though ostensibly Sale is writing about what's along the roads going north all the way to Cape Ranga, he details the bloody missionary and colonial imperialist battles with the Maori, including some coverage of the Maori's intertribal wars. There's nothing pretty to read here. This is the American story of exploitation of Native peoples with another accent, but the same through line. Every story and plaque talk about the giant Kauri forest, yet I'm not sure I've seen a single tree. Some of the sheep grazing on green grass hills along the road are really an example of almost total deforestation. Kauri was immensely valuable. The girth of the trees was huge and their height serious. Ships coveted kauri for their mast and builders for their endurance and ability to stand the weather. They are protected in some forest, state forest reserves, but they were sacred to the Maori and just commercial to others. The sap produced a gum and brought thousands of gum diggers. Fresh or moistened, it can be chewed, but its real value lay in how flammable it was as tinder or torches. So far, the only kauri I've seen are his stumps or his tree fall. There's a wonderland in New Zealand, but there are also lessons from the past still important today if anyone is willing to learn. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.